Nah, we'll be all right. I feel real confident. You know, as long as our defense keep playing like they're playing, I feel like, you know, we'll eventually come around and we'll start scoring points, you know, and we'll get better, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. And we'll help those guys out.
What do you see to enable yourself to have confidence when you have the red zone turnovers, very few points, and in the midst of a four-game losing streak?
Because we got a lot of talent, you know, and around the league, if you got enough talent and your guys are better than other guys, then eventually they'll start winning. And, you know, that's what we got. We got a whole heap of talent on offense. And once we get our mojo back, we'll get some points and we'll start, you know, playing better. And we'll stop turning the ball over.
Roddy, what's changed from when you guys were 5-0 to the point you are now? What's changed in this locker?
Nothing. Not really. You know, the guys are practicing hard. We're playing hard. We got energy. None of that's a problem. It's just our sense of urgency on the offensive side of the ball. I just don't feel it. You know, from being 5-0, I felt like we got a little complacent. You know, and we haven't pushed our limits to where I think we need to push them. And that starts with the leaders on this team. So that's me. So I'm this week is going to be different. It's going to be different in practice. We're going to have a sense of urgency. So the next time we come out on the field on Sunday, we'll have a different result.
You talk to the guys. Everybody says you're having great practices. The energy's there. The focus there. But it's just not translating to Sunday.
It's not translating to Sunday. Like I said, our sense of urgency on Sunday is not where it is, where it needs to be on the offensive side of the ball. And we're just not going out there. We're getting on people, but we're not physically beating people up like we did in the beginning of the season. So we got to get back to Dan Quinn football, and that's get on people and finish them.
What are those? Urgency when you brought 4 or 5?
Well, I don't know yet. I can't give you that answer because I thought we had it figured out weeks ago, but obviously we don't. So we're going to have to push some limits. We're going to have to push some people, whatever we got to do to get our guys rolling on offense. And, you know, that starts with me. As being the older statesman on this team, I got to push it a little bit harder.
What are those limits that need to be pushed?
Whatever it takes to get a win. That's what we're going
to
do.
Is it safe to say you guys are beating yourselves as opposed to the other teams actually beating you guys?
Yes, we've done that, you know, the last couple of weeks, just turning the ball over and things like that. But it's a learning experience. We're playing young players, you know, and you know, this is the first year in the NFL, so it's going to be different. You know, you're going to have setbacks and stuff like that, but you got to keep those guys confident, you know, and getting ready for the next week. So that's what we got to do. So the sense of urgency has to go up, has to rise up, and we got to play better.
Roddy, Desmond Trufant kept saying you guys have to stick together, you have to stick together. Is there frustration mounting amongst each other?
No, I don't think so. As far as us, no, I don't feel no tension. You know, we're sticking together, you know, as far as a team. On that side of the ball, they're playing really well for the last couple of weeks. You know, they're getting us turnovers and everything, and we're not making it happen. So, you know, in a lot of ways, I just feel like we're just letting those guys down on that side of the ball, and we got to play a whole lot better. You know, on the three phases of our team, right now our offense, we're bad. We're a really bad football team on offense, and we got to get better.